Welcome to Spirits on Spirits, a podcast where we mix ghost stories with a little liquid courage. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Nate.
And together we'll dive into the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright terrifying, all while enjoying a drink or two. Each episode we'll explore haunted places, ghostly encounters, and paranormal mysteries, pairing them with the perfect cocktail to keep our nerves steady. So grab a glass, turn down the lights, and join us as we sip, shiver, and swap some spine-chilling stories. Because here at Spirits on Spirits, the only thing stronger than the ghosts are our drinks.
What is up, Tombstone Troop?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whooping in the trooping. Welcome back to another episode of Spirits on Spirits. We're coming to you live from our spooky abode in Salem, Massachusetts, where we're bringing you ghost stories, booze-filled ghost stories, rather. We put the spirits in spirits. And
ourselves.
And ourselves. And we are super excited to be back for another week. What is this? Episode
19.
19. The fact that we're 19 episodes deep in this podcast is crazy. Just the fact that we've stuck with anything for 19.
I know, dude.
Like, that is the wildest part to me. Just that we've, kind of surprised ourselves with the drive and dedication that we didn't know was possible.
Dude, the number of things that we've started and are just now collecting dust.
Absolutely. Multiple business ventures, all kinds of stuff. And the fact that this is the one that sticks. But, you know, and not to get, like, all sappy and stuff like that, but, like, the reason it sticks is because we enjoy it, because it's fun, because it's, like, just the perfect combination of what we enjoy, what we want to put out there, all that kind of stuff. So, no, I've enjoyed every second of filming, producing, just, you know, going down this venture and this path. So, I'm super excited. We're 19 in, so here's to 19 and plenty more.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, so right before we started filming, or like I guess recording tonight, we were talking about it, and like we got a review on Apple Podcasts that was super nice, and we were talking about how like that's the stuff that really like hits home for us, that we're doing something that people are actually enjoying. Mm-hmm. So keep the reviews coming. We read every one, and each one means a lot.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. I mean, I've always said, like, as long as one person enjoys what we're making, like, as long as there's one person out there whose day is a little bit better, who, you know, has one more laugh in their life that they didn't have before because of us and stuff like that, like, that is, I will keep doing it as long as there's one person.
Yeah, I agree.
So, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking cool, dude.
So, where are we heading today?
Where are we heading today?
Did you forget where we're going?
No. I know where we're going. I just didn't know if there was like any, like, what's a name for it? Like, is there, it has a name. It's like the blank City of Brotherly Love. That is what it is. Okay. Yes. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. I have heard one thing about Philadelphia.
What?
That it's always sunny there.
Yo, there you go. That's, dude, apparently they just came out with a new season, so.
I haven't watched in a
while. I know.
While.
I gotta get back on. I mean, because it's so funny. It wasn't unfunny. It's just that life gets in the way, man. And then you stop watching stuff.
So, heading to Philadelphia. Home of Rocky.
Which, okay. I don't want to be that guy.
Okay.
I'm sure Philly has a lot to offer this country. You know, historically, they've had a lot going on for
them. Good cheesesteaks?
Sure.
Well, okay. Yeah, actually, I take that back. They use cheese whiz. And not a huge fan of
it.
They have famous cheesesteaks.
Yes.
I'll say that.
But the fact that, like, if you go and do, like, a man on the street thing and ask a bunch of people, who's the best known person from Philadelphia? I'd say around 50% are saying Rocky.
Yeah.
Fictional character. Like, the fact that, like, half the people in the world think you're, oh, it's Rocky City. Rocky doesn't exist.
So who would you say is the most famous person from Philadelphia?
Most famous person from Philadelphia? I mean, Benjamin Franklin, probably.
Yeah, I would echo that. I was going to say, I'm sure that there are plenty of founding fathers who were from there, and we just don't think about that much, but like are the most famous.
I think that's what I would go with. The person who my story is actually about is someone who's had a massive impact on the United States and kind of American civilization.
Dude, actually, same here.
Nice, nice. And I'm sure there's a bunch more. Isn't Wiz Khalifa? No, he's from Pittsburgh. There's a bunch of people from... Is Kevin Hart? He's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think so.
From Philly?
Yeah, because he always wears the Eagles gear and stuff.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper. Yep. Shane Gillis.
Didn't know that one.
Yeah, well, he's from... I think he says, like, he's from Mechanicsburg or something like that.
Okay. Oh, okay.
None of these are the most, like, famous people from Philadelphia.
People that we know.
But guess what? They're all real. And Rocky doesn't have that one.
Rob McElhenney?
Yes.
Like, always said, yep. Super famous, but like...
Wrexham?
At least B-list.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, none of them are the most famous person from Philly. But all of them are real. And Rocky is not. And that's just one of my many beefs.
One of your many cheesesteaks?
Yeah, there you go.
One of my many... Cheese beefs with...
Cheesesteaks. Hey, oh, hold on, because this one's been on my chest for a while, too.
Okay.
And I got into a drunken argument with someone about Philadelphia versus Boston, and it divulged into a yelling match.
As it always does between Bostonians and Philadelphia people.
They couldn't even keep the bell in, like, one piece.
True.
They had to crack the bell.
Also, not for nothing, anytime that anything happens in Philadelphia, Super Bowl win, Super Bowl loss... Like, anything. They ruin their
season. Oh, yeah. Do you remember the year the Eagles beat the Patriots and the guy got so excited that he started eating the police horse's poop?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that video?
I don't remember seeing
that. Oh, that was... I think of that often when I think of, oh, I'm from Philadelphia.
See, I think of, like, the... Like, they take down, like, their light poles and stuff like that when they win or lose anything. Yeah.
All that kind of shit. So, all right. Well, we're excited to be doing an episode on.
Yeah. Excited to travel there in our little.
No, you know what? Like, I think we're both like, we just, when we get nestled into our couch, we very much become Bostonians, like New England people. Like,
keyboard warrior Bostonians.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I would go to Philly and have a great time.
Same.
Whether it would be for the podcast.
You know what? Hot take in this room, apparently. I would run up the Rocky stairs.
I've never seen Rocky.
He runs up the stairs.
No, I know, like, but I've just never seen it. So, like, I don't think it would mean... But, yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be cool. Do it to do it.
Yeah, for sure. And I'd love to...
I would eat a Philly cheesesteak. I wouldn't like it, probably, but I would eat one.
Sure. I would try it. Yeah, no, I think... I definitely think we started hot and I'm backtracking a little bit.
I think we also have a biased perspective of Pennsylvania because the only place that we've stayed together in Pennsylvania was the capital of Pennsylvania. A lot of people, I mean, myself included, think that Philadelphia is the capital of Pennsylvania. Like, biggest city, I think. Like, most famous city. Nope.
Nope.
Second biggest city, Pittsburgh. Nope. Fucking Harrisburg. Yep. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, and if you've never been to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, don't.
Don't go. Yeah, there's nothing there. And what is there, you probably don't really want to see.
That was kind of a dicey place. I mean, I'm not trying to hate on anyone's home, but... It was definitely a little bit of a dicey place.
Yeah. We did that on our road trip. Wasn't our favorite spot. It was the first stop, but it was not our favorite. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
But we digress. We digress. On to Philadelphia. So the beverage that we're having tonight is called The Last Call. And it is... rye whiskey, Aperol, some lime juice, and some bitters.
Huh.
With a lime garnish.
You know what? I'm excited to see how this tastes because I am confused on how this will mesh together and stuff like that.
My guess is it'll be pretty bitter, but we'll see.
Let's give it a shot. Cheers to Philly.
Cheerio. Ooh, that was a good
one. That was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's actually way different than what I was expecting.
Yeah. With the Aperol, I was like, oh, it's going to be, like, super bitter.
But yeah. No, but that actually, like, meshed pretty.
The lime really. Like, really coming out.
It does more than you would expect it to do.
Yeah, very citrusy.
Huh.
I'm a fan. Huh.
That was actually, dude, 2 weeks in a row. Pretty bomb.
Pleasantly
drinks.
Surprised.
Yeah, like pleasantly surprised.
Especially last week with the gin. But yeah. This one also. I did not expect this taste to come from this drink.
No.
So
pretty cool. All
right. So on to my story. We are going to a place called the Betsy Ross House.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of Betsy Ross or her house?
I've never heard of her house, but I have heard of Betsy Ross.
Okay.
So the flag, right?
Yeah, so I'll get into it.
Okay.
So, there's a small brick house on Arch Street in the heart of Philadelphia's historic district. So, if you are looking at a picture of it, it's kind of weird looking because it's like super thin.
Huh.
Like, it's just a super like narrow house, in my opinion. So, it's kind of weird to look at.
That's weird. But why didn't she build it bigger?
Dude, I don't know.
You know what? That's fair.
What most people don't realize is that after dark, when the last tourists have gone home and the heavy wooden doors are locked, the Betsy Ross house takes on a different life.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. So let me take you back to the late 1700s. Actually, kind of the mid 1700s. The house was built around 1740, and it was once home to a young upholsterer named Betsy Ross.
Huh.
She lost 3 husbands, lived through a revolution, and sewed the very first American flag, believed to be beneath the very roof of the Betsy Ross house.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
But what we remember in textbooks is only part of the story. What lingers inside the walls is something much colder.
Ooh.
And much older.
Oh, geez.
Bars.
Colder, older.
So we'll start in the basement. Ask any employee who's worked in the Betsy Ross house, and they'll tell you, do not go down into the basement alone, especially at night.
Whoa.
So in the 1980s, tragedy would strike. A security guard was shot by a coworker in the basement.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Security guard at the Betsy Ross house was shot by a coworker.
In the basement.
In the basement. Why?
Don't know. His body was left laying there overnight.
Oh.
And ever since, visitors have reported strange sounds like low groans, shuffling footsteps, and the murmuring voice of a man who doesn't seem to know that he's gone.
I am just struggling with, like, what? First off, why did he bring a gun to work?
Probably to shoot his coworker.
Bro, that's next level coworker hate. Like, yeah, I have had some coworkers that I fucking hated. Dude,
putting like tuna fish in the microwave or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Yep. Jerry, what are you doing?
100%.
What an inconsiderate prick. Stunk up the whole office.
The fact that someone did something. First off, as a security guard at the Betsy Ross.
Yeah, it's so pretty embarrassing to
Like, what did you even, what was there possibly to do that, like, someone got so mad that was like, yeah, I think I want to shoot you.
People be crazy.
People do be crazy. That's totally fair.
Sometimes it doesn't take anything. Maybe, I don't know. Could have been anything.
Yeah. Maybe they had beef outside work.
Yeah.
Maybe outside work beef. And then they were just like, yeah, I'm going to shoot you at work.
Meet me in the basement.
Meet me in the basement. Yeah, how do you... Oh, I need help carrying something in the basement. Then you get down to the basement.
Bang.
Psych. Bang. I fucking hate you. Bang, bang.
Yeah, that's a wild... It's a wild one.
That's a wild one. And in the 80s, too. Yeah. Were people shooting people in the 80s? Actually, yeah, the 80s was a pretty bad time.
Yeah.
In certain cities and stuff like that.
Yeah, it might have been like, wasn't like, that was like the crack era, right?
And like maybe New York and stuff like that, yeah.
Maybe it was like a drug thing.
Maybe. You didn't bring my crack to work. Bang. No, but he would have had to bring the gun. Oh, you didn't bring my crack to work yesterday. Bang.
It feels premeditated, whatever.
Absolutely. Happened. Unless, do the security guards at the Betsy Ross house carry guns?
Oh, maybe.
Which my follow-up question to that is, why?
True.
Why would they carry guns?
No, they definitely don't. And didn't.
Maybe it's because it's like a historical site, so then it's like, because it's park rangers. But it wouldn't have been a security guard if it was a park ranger.
No.
Yeah. I have a lot of
and
questions.
And also, if you're... Like, if you're a park ranger in, like, Yellowstone where there's bears and stuff, like, that's one thing to carry some sort of protection. But if you're a park ranger at, like, the Betsy Ross house, when in the world would you ever need a gun?
No, like, probably wouldn't need it, but some park rangers are, like, deputy, like, they're law enforcement.
They just carry it.
Yeah, they're just law enforcement. It's like saying, like, cops in Marblehead probably don't need guns, which they probably don't, but they just... They still carry them.
My grandfather was a cop in Marblehead.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he
walk the beat?
Ever use his gun? I actually didn't know.
He pulled it.
Really?
Once. Yeah, there was a guy in like a basement, and he was dangerous, and he had to pull his gun. He didn't have to shoot, but...
I didn't know your grandfather was a cop. That's crazy.
Yeah. On my mom's side.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there we go. I think we go ghost hunting down in that basement just to be like, so we have a lot of questions and not the stereotypical.
Was it your gun?
Who, like, how did, was crack involved? Like, what, like?
I mean, based on his behaviors as a ghost, he probably wouldn't even know that he was dead.
So no.
He might be
sounds
like
a ghost that
about?
Just fucking hated his job and then someone shot him at his job.
Like,
and then he was like,
fuck,
come
man.
On, man.
Now I have to stay here forever?
I had some takeout in the fridge. I was so excited to get home and eat it. Oh, man.
So one night, a mother and daughter took a private tour of the house.
Oh, jeez.
As they entered the basement, the girl stopped short because she felt pressure, heavy and sudden, like the air had thickened around her. And then she heard a voice low and close to her ear.
Oh, what did the voice say?
It doesn't say.
Dude.
You don't know what it said.
Oh, man.
I was unable to find that. But. Creepy.
Yes, very creepy.
Creepy.
He's like, I hate my fucking job.
I got shot over some crack in the basement. It's my crack basement.
Probably wasn't, like, it might not even have been crack.
It was probably not drugs. It was probably just, like, some random dispute.
Crazy person.
We're slinging out accusations here that are unfounded. But are they unlikely? No. Unproven, like, but not unlikely.
Unproven, but he probably did.
He probably
crack.
Was, he was probably slinging crack.
Oh, man.
So then there's the attic. Staff will also avoid the attic.
Bro, you just go into the Betsy Ross house and they're all just in the kitchen. They're like, we won't go anywhere else.
Don't cross the threshold.
They got salt poured on the floor. Everyone, they're like, oh, excuse me, can I have a tour of the house? Yeah, this is the kitchen.
Cool.
Can I see anywhere else? I won't go. You can. I won't go.
Yeah. Go at your own risk.
Yeah. I paid for a private tour. You paid for a private tour of the kitchen. The rest of the tour, you're going to have some privacy because you're going to be alone.
Yeah, it'll be a private tour for sure.
Yeah. No one's going to go up there.
It'll be a one-man tour.
Yeah.
And it's just you.
It's you.
Yeah.
Here's a mirror. You can carry the mirror around if you want to feel like you're with someone else.
We have complimentary headphones so that you don't feel alone.
Actually, what's your phone number? I'll just call you and then talk.
Let's FaceTime.
Yeah, I'll talk you through it. Turn the camera around. We're in the attic? Okay.
This is the attic.
Yeah. I don't go up here.
I don't go up there. I don't even know what's in there.
I don't even know anything about... I only studied the part of the handbook that's about the kitchen because that's kitchen. The only place I'm going to go. Basement? No idea what happened down there. Attic? Couldn't tell you anything. Betsy probably went there.
Yeah,
that's
I've
all
actually
I can tell
never
you.
Been in no, yeah. any other room other no. than the kitchen. When I was onboarding for this job, they said, you stay here.
Oh, man.
Staff doesn't go past the kitchen.
Oh, man.
So one woman who was working late felt a hand rest firmly on her shoulder in the attic.
Was she a singer?
What?
Sabrina Carpenter. I'm working late because I'm a singer. Because I work so hard. I don't know the rest of the words.
Something wrapped around my finger or something?
Something.
No, she was a staff member at the Betsy Ross house, dude.
Maybe she was singing the Star Spangled Banner in front of the original flag.
Maybe. Now, that's a thought.
Maybe. They just have someone standing in the corner just going, oh, say can, the whole time.
Maybe this was Sabrina Carpenter's first job.
Maybe. I like that narrative.
Yeah. And that song is about working at the Betsy Ross. I'm working.
We cracked the code. Bro, we just pulled our own national treasure.
Her job was to sing the national anthem at the Betsy Ross house. So that's what that song was about. I'm working late because I'm a singer for the Betsy Ross house.
Yes.
That's the part that you left out.
Producers made her cut it. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Creativity and all that
she
stuff.
She really wanted to include the part about the Betsy Ross house.
She did. I can confirm.
I was there. She turned it around, but the attic was empty. In her panic, she fled through the attic window and climbed.
Wait, I think you missed a lot of that.
What?
Said she was working late, and then the attic was empty.
No, you were clearly thinking about Sabrina Carpenter past working late, because I said, and she felt a hand rest firmly on her shoulder.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, no, it's not cool.
Hand fully on. Oh, geez.
She fled through the attic window.
Wait, what?
And climbed on the rooftop. Dude, talk about desperate.
Dude,
right?
Oh shit, and just yeet yourself out a window?
No, she didn't yeet herself. There's like a little roof.
Was the window open, or did she just jump through?
Use your imagination.
In my imagination, she feels a hand, turns around, sees nothing, and then just... like
books
full
it.
Swan dives out the window.
Smashing it on her way out.
100%.
Cutting herself on the glass.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, who's to say? Maybe. Maybe it happened that way.
Maybe, right?
She climbed out onto the rooftop, clinging to the flagpole, too terrified to go back inside. That's a rough day. Dude, people have had rough days at work.
Yeah. First guy got shot.
Got shot.
Second girl, everyone rolls up at 7:30 in the morning. She's just koala bearing the flagpole. They're like, what?
I'm never going past the kitchen again.
Oh, man. That's, bro, okay, that's a little overdramatic. We've had people, like, thrown down staircases by ghosts before. She gets a little tap on the shoulder. She jumps out a window and hangs onto the flagpole.
Okay. All right, Mr. Brave. I love how you're saying that as though you wouldn't be right there with her.
Okay, just my thought is like, could a ghost kill me? Probably. But a fall off a roof? Definitely. Like, don't get me wrong. I would run through that house so fast. I might even, like, throw open the door and not shut it and just keep running and, like, never go back there ever again. But I don't think I'd jump out the window.
I don't know.
I don't think I would.
I feel like if you're desperate enough.
Cling to the flag. Yeah. If there's someone with a gun behind me, yeah, fine. But I don't think a ghost. Now that I'm saying that, though, I don't want to tempt fate, so I'm going to knock on some wood and just move on.
Yeah, no, I think that you would be equally as frazzled.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
The only way to find out is to do it.
Yeah.
Go fair. Up in that attic. So a lot of people think that it was Betsy Ross herself who will put the hand firmly on her shoulder.
Oh, geez.
I mean, she did, like, if you think about it, she lost, like, a lot in that house. Three husbands, a child.
Oh, I didn't realize she lost a child, too.
Yeah.
Three husbands and a child? Jeez. That's a tough one.
Yeah, so people say that her spirit still roams the attic, forever caught between grief and duty.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because on top of all that, they're like, you want to make the first flag ever?
Yeah.
So that's a tough existence.
I mean, pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, very cool. But I think she'd probably rather a husband and a child.
Or three husbands.
Or three. Maybe. At the same time. It's like brother husbands instead of sister wives.
Yeah. That wouldn't have flown back in the 1700s.
No, not at all. Or even now. Sister wives, you're like, ew. Brother husbands, you'd be like, what the fuck is that, dude? Just three guys high-fiving each other.
Oh, dude. I mean, I feel like we've heard of crazier shit now.
Maybe.
But back in the 1700s, they would have been like, you're the devil.
Bro, I saw, there fucking, you gotta love TLC. Because I saw an ad for a new TV show that they have where it's a husband and a wife and they're dating another husband and a wife. So, like, the guy is with both girls in both cases. And the picture that they had on the back was just all of them with their back hand in the pocket of the person next to them, like, crossing arms. It was a weird-ass picture.
Are the guys and the girls also together? Or are they just, like, cross?
I think they're just cross. So I think the guy's hand is in the pocket
of both girls.
No, of the girl that he's not married to.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what?
No, I don't think the girls are doing each other, and the guys are doing each other. I think the guys are only doing both girls. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't watched the show, so maybe the girls are doing each other, and the guys are doing each other.
As long as everyone's happy and consenting,
whatever. I got a joke for you.
Oh, boy. What do we got?
What's worse than two girls running with scissors?
I don't know. What?
Two girls scissoring with the runs.
Dude. Oh, my God. That was even more grotesque than I thought it was going to be. I knew it was going to be bad, but that's worse.
Oh, man.
Oof.
That was funny.
I'm going to continue with my story now.
All right. Fine. Let's get back on track with Betsy Ross.
Yep, back to Betsy.
Daniel, we'll let you decide whether or not that should be cut.
He's going to leave it.
Oh, man.
Visitors often report the sound of soft crying coming from upstairs. They also sometimes report laughter coming from upstairs.
Huh.
A child's voice It goes down from the attic on quiet afternoons, even when there are no children present. One tour guide swears she saw a child's silhouette dart across the hallway. Too fast to be real, too quiet to be anything living.
Huh.
And then there's the woman in white. As always.
Always.
Always a woman in something.
Always a woman in white. Or something, you're right.
Yeah, woman in most black, times woman in white, woman in gray. Always seen from behind and always in a long colonial... Always in a long colonial dress. She appears in the upstairs hallway. Her footsteps are silent. And her form drifts just ahead before slipping through a solid wall. Guests who try to follow her find nothing but an empty room. Some say that this is also Betsy, but others believe that it's someone else entirely. A woman who once rented the home, long forgotten to history, still mourning her whatever loss she had.
Shit. Just a lot of sad women.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a big, big sad lady episode so far.
Gotcha. Sad lady energy. SLE.
I would say that the most, like, famous show that's ever been to the Betsy Ross House is Ghost Hunters.
Oh, shit.
And while they were there, they recorded some EVPs.
Are Ghost Hunters, that's Zach. No, Ghost Adventures is Zach.
Yeah, Ghost Hunters is Jason and, I think, Grant.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Oh, dude, I grew up on that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a good one?
They were, like, before Ghost Adventures.
It shit, was
Ghost
for real? Hunters.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They ran for a while, too.
Oh, jeez.
And they caught some whispers and voices saying things like, stay.
Oh.
Not alone.
Oh. At first I was creeped out, now I'm sad. Because it just seems like these people want company.
Yeah. And then, lastly, one guide, insists that she always says goodnight out loud when locking up, just in case something or someone is listening.
Oh.
Pretty wholesome.
That's kind of nice.
Nice little wholesome end to the story.
That's super nice.
So, that is the Betsy Ross House.
Wild. Well, all right. Haunted or not, what do you think?
Haunted.
How come? You don't usually get very decisive with it, so what do you think? How come?
Because I like the idea of the, like, revolutionary and colonial ghosts. I think that this one's more of like a I want it to be true than like a I think it is true.
I gotcha.
Like I enjoy the idea of there being like revolutionary ghosts. Especially the lady who made the first American flag.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I can get behind that. I like that theory. Or that kind of like rationale.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of there being a security guard who got shot there.
No, that's not good.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But the lady who lived there, I kind of like the idea of that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going with haunted. Just because every place is probably haunted.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of a given that you would think it's haunted. Have you ever said nah?
I've been more skeptical on some than others.
Okay.
Definitely feel like I've been more skeptical on some than others. Most I say yes, though.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I do, too.
Any that has history or story or a reason to be haunted, I go yeah.
Because I think my parameter is not necessarily, like, I think it's haunted.
Yeah.
My parameter is, do I think that if places had hauntings, that this place would have a haunting? Betsy Ross House? Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah.
There's so much history there.
I get behind that.
So, and most of the places, I mean, we wouldn't be investigating and, like, writing about these places if we didn't think that they had something there. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Most of them should be. Y'all.
Y'all. Y'all.
So, all right, I'm going to kill this bevy, and then we'll get back to it.
Let's do it. Chug, chug, chug. There you go. One more sip there, big guy. Good boy.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, dude, like, the citrus is hard to...
Oh, man.
Oh. In small quantities, it's not, like, super sour.
Yeah.
But when you chug it, oh.
It hits pretty good.
Yeah, no. Makes you do some involuntary yeah. faces for sure.
Oh, man.
All right.
Nice.
Reload time.
Burbs. We're Bach.
We're Bach.
We're so Bach, dude. We reloaded on the bevies. I don't chug because mine's just a mocktail, so there's really no point in me reloading.
True.
If I am not done, but if the people want to hear me chug a mocktail, I'll do it for the peeps.
Let us know.
Let us know. Yeah, dude, So, hold on. I'm trying to open this right now. This is taking fucking forever. My story is actually, I thought mine's pretty cool. I try to find a different story. So, spoiler alert, not outside this week.
Oh, okay.
Not outside this week. That's new. I found actually a really cool cemetery. And I was like, bro, I can't do that to the people. Because they probably just get so bored of just me hearing me tell, like, the same time. Granted, but the history in each one is different. I guess that's my rationale, is the history in each one is different.
Yeah, no, I mean, each one's a different place with different stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But I just, I got self-conscious. I definitely was like, I don't want...
I think it's healthy to switch it up every once in a while.
I do. And I definitely, like, I think my thing is, I just try to find the most interesting place in a place that has the most interesting history in a location. And this one, I think, was the one that tickled my fancy the best.
Well, tickle my fancy.
Whoa, I didn't realize I wasn't in front of the mic. I thought you said tickle my fanny, and I was like, yo, hey, yo, pause.
I mean, that too, but yeah. First, tickle my fancy.
So, the story, so you're going to have to help me out with pronunciation a little bit. It's P-H-Y-S-I-C-K. Physic?
Yeah, physic or physic.
Physic? Physic? Yeah. So, we're going to dive into the Physic House in Philly. Have you ever heard of the Physic House? Okay. So it was built in 1786 for Henry Hill, who was a Revolutionary War veteran and a successful wine importer. So, like...
That's fun.
That's fun, right?
Yeah.
Successful wine importer sounds like such a dope job.
Yeah.
You're rich from importing wine.
So he was a revolutionary and a yeah. wine importer? Mm-hmm. Dude, what a sick life.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, he died of yellow fever.
Okay.
Less sick.
Less sick, but the life he did live
yes,
was pretty sick.
Yeah, it absolutely. And for those that are curious, and I'll definitely will make sure there's a picture in the Instagram post, but like it's a big-ass house, and like it's in the middle of Philly. It has like an enclosed garden and all that kind of stuff. Like it's like that like European kind of style. Like it's a dope crib.
Nice.
Like MTV would have been all over. Revolutionary War, MTV would have been all over this place.
Welcome to my crib.
Welcome. What would be a Revolutionary War accent? Like, what would be like an old English accent? Or like old colonial
just
accent?
Like British?
Yeah, I guess mostly.
Because they were like first generation.
Welcome to my cribbeth.
Thou don't have to go home.
Doth.
But thy can't stay yeah. here.
So he died. And then his wife, Abigail Physic, she sold the house or deeded it to her younger brother, Dr. Philip Singh Physic.
I thought you were going to say Dr. Phil. And I was going to be like, that's sick.
Dr. Philip Singh Physic. And he's actually considered the father of American surgery. So he was a physician. And pioneered kind of the concept and a lot of the practices that were the foundation for modern day surgery.
Cool.
Very cool. Now, the not uncool part, or the less glamorous road to that, was that he actually practiced medicine in the house. So he performed a lot of surgeries in the house, but also performed a lot of autopsies in the basement.
Okay. Don't love that.
No, so that's like one where...
So he lived there?
Yeah, he lived there.
Nope.
And he just did autopsies in his basement.
Yeah, no thanks. What?
Oh, like all the boys get together. Oh, yeah, dude, I'm building a boat in my basement. Oh, yeah, I put up a nice dartboard with King George's like forehead or face on it. What do you do in your basement, Philip? Autopsies? Oh, okay.
Cut people open.
Yeah, we got to go on a completely unrelated note.
Cut people open both live and dead?
Yeah. We hear some guy running down the street saying, one if by land, two if by sea. We got to go. but yeah, no. So he died. Philip died in 1837, and he was married to Elizabeth Emblem Physick. And so we kind of have two kind of ghostly, like, two things that the ghost kind of originated from. One, the autopsies, if you couldn't guess.
Yep.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. And then also his wife, or ex-wife's ghost, is seen around the premise because...
Ex-wife is in divorce?
Yeah, so Emily...
Oof.
Or not Emily, sorry. Elizabeth and him separated. Which in that time was not common. Like, divorce was not a thing. So they separated, and he actually banned her from the house. He was like, you can't come in. And she had a favorite tree in the backyard, and he made sure to cut that down.
Oh,
So
she decided, you know what, I'm going to haunt his ass.
Yeah, well, I mean, so he died too, like, kind of around a similar time. Frame. So, like, I don't know if she was more so hunting him, but she was just kind of really bummed that she got, like, they had four kids together.
Okay. So it was like a legit marriage.
And they were, yeah, 15 years. They were married for 15 years. And then he goes, yeah. And so the story that I found is that so there's actually two. There's like one that is a little bit more like juicier than the other. The unjuicy of the two was just he was really into his work. He was really into cutting people open in the basement and performing surgery and all that.
As
kind of
one
stuff.
Is.
So, like, they just grew apart. Like, their marriage and their love kind of just dissolved because he was cutting people open.
Your
in the
obsession
basement.
With cutting people open is getting in between us. Shut up,
Elizabeth.
I'm cutting this guy open.
Yep. Actually, you can't come in this house anymore.
And I'm chopping your favorite tree down. Suck it.
But yeah, so that was definitely one story. But then the other story was that she actually had an affair with his nephew.
Okay. If true, that would add some context to why he was so pissed.
It's funny because one, like, makes more sense in terms of, like, yeah, just... People grow apart, especially if someone's really into their work. Like, the love
especially
might die.
Especially if that work
like
includes
that.
Cutting people open in your house. Yeah.
Such an off-putting and unsexy job.
Can we maybe not bring cadavers home?
Shut up. But I will say, though, that in terms of, like, which one makes more sense with, like, his reaction in terms of
being so
physically
pissed.
Banning her from the premises. And then, like, it went through all the legal steps, too. Like, legally was like, yeah, here's, like, he gave her, alimony. What's the one that, like, just a divorce, like, settlement?
Alimony.
So he gave her alimony. He, like, gave her, like, an inheritance and, like, put it in a trust for her. Like, he was like, I'm done with you. Like, you're not allowed in this house anymore. Our kids are staying at this house. You're not allowed in this house anymore. And your favorite tree is fucking gone.
Yeah. That's not a, hey, can we maybe not bring cadavers home?
No.
Kind of reaction.
That's a, you fucked my nephew.
You fucked my nephew.
Yeah.
technically, You fucked your nephew.
Yeah. So I am leaning towards.
Yeah, I feel like that is fair. I feel like that.
I'm leaning more towards the.
There's
nephew
more
one.
To the story than
just
hey,
our love
sweetie,
is faded.
Can we maybe not? Yeah. Two cadavers in yeah. the home.
Oh,
and
man.
Him being like, "Don't ball and chain, not letting me bring
nope.
dead bodies home and cut them open."
Nope.
This yeah, is, no, that's rage. That's,
yes, that is like you were porking my nephew. So yeah, I just a weird like that's weird, bro, on her part for banging the nephew.
If true.
If true.
Allegedly.
Allegedly banging the nephew.
Probably.
Just like and oh, you remember Jimmy that used to come over for Christmas Eve dinner since he was 1 year old. Oh yeah, no, I was French kissing him last
oh,
week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. So yeah, those are the two like kind of like things that like ghosts have really kind of originated from. So I thought both of those were very interesting. But her ghost is one that like we see pretty often, and she's seen in the garden. So like she's called the garden apparition. So it's Elizabeth in period attire, and she sits where the tree was. So she just sits like posted up where the tree was. And also too, sorry, let me add on to that. So they actually see her a decent amount. They see her where sitting where the tree is, and then also crying, trying, like going in and out of the house. Like she like waits at the door, goes in, and then comes back out, cries, all this stuff. So yeah,
I feel like that's kind of like a funny FU.
Yeah,
her ex-husband.
I don't know. It just seems like
I
she's
wasn't
really
allowed in this house.
Sad.
Oh yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm in the house.
I don't know. To me, she just seems kind of like really sad and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then another one that they hear her cry too.
Yeah.
They hear her cry. Then another thing is people see ghosts in mirrors there. So like in all the mirrors, there have been like ghosts seen. Like, and they think it's either her or... the relative, Elise, who inherited the house from them. But yeah, so mirror ghosts, definitely Elizabeth at one point is seen. And then footsteps. So definitely they hear like footsteps echo in empty hallways. And then shadow figures are seen like in the bathroom. Which a lot of people theorize that those are like some of his former patients. Because he did, he performed surgery on like live people and
right.
stuff like that. So,
some of them probably died in the house.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I definitely think like, you know, you're going under in the 1700s, you go to the bathroom to get like mentally prepared and stuff like that.
True.
So, I definitely buy into. Kind of all the ghost encounters so far. And then the last one is just in the basement, like you're hearing groans, footsteps, cries, like all just it sounds like medical things are happening in the basement. I don't know the best way to describe it, but I feel like medical ghost noises does a pretty good job at just like
bite the belt.
Yeah. Here's another shot of whiskey. Yeah, so I definitely feel like I buy into kind of all of those. What about you?
Yeah, dude. I can't get over the surgeries and autopsies in his, like, where he sleeps. That's just such a no thanks.
No.
For me.
It's like shitting where you eat, literally.
Yeah.
Or not shitting where you eat, killing people where you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's not like a, oh, the surgery went wrong, the guy died on the table, now I get to, like, I'm going to go home and, like, unwind. That's like a, oh, the guy died on the surgery table, and now I have to be still in the place where he died.
Yeah, right?
That's pretty fucked up.
Like, wild. So, I don't know. And then also, too, Ghost Hunters went here, too. So Ghost Hunters might have hit both of these in their Philly episode. And they tried to contact both of them, and they said the ex-wife, Elizabeth, was, like, the person that was the most active. Like, they said, claimed, allegedly, that she was moving stuff around. Mm-hmm. Shadow figure was talking with them and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, definitely. And there was another, so a relative, Jadel Connor, who lived on site until 2004, and said, yeah, she comes to the door, knocks, and then runs away.
That sounds annoying.
Yeah, does sound annoying. Can I come in, please?
Psych.
Yeah. She's just doing Ding Dong Ditch.
Yeah.
Eternal
Ding Dong Ditch.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds not enjoyable.
Yeah, no, not fun at all.
But that's my story, so give me your take, haunted or nah.
I mean, given the fact that he fucking did surgeries and autopsies, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. Y'all.
I agree. You know what I think is so fascinating, though? And I noticed this kind of when I was doing my research, was that I expected, because when you hear about him doing autopsies and surgery in the basement and stuff like that, you're like, oh, most of the ghosts must be from there. Yep. But it's, I think I found it so surprising that all of that happened there, yet just the power of love and kind of the, like, breaking apart of love and the separation of a life is, in this case, more powerful than the autopsies and the surgery and stuff like that. Like, she is seen more often. She is has a deeper, kind of sadder, more connected to this location energy than anyone that died in the basement or was cut up in the basement.
The power of love.
Yeah.
Wild.
Right? Like, I thought
yeah,
when that
was crazy. When you first said, like, oh, he did surgeries and he did autopsies there, I was like, oh, so this is going to be a patient.
Yeah.
Like, the patients are going to be there.
No. Nope. It's just the patient of Dr. Love. Paging Dr. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I don't know. I definitely go with haunted, too. I think for both of the cases. Just because, one, like, back... Could you imagine, too, how ostracizing that must be, like, at a time period when that doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Like, you're the only person you know who is divorced or separated.
Right.
After 15 years, nonetheless. Granted, though, we're painting her all innocent. If she's diddling the nephew, like, she's to blame to some extent.
That's if.
If. No. If she was diddling...
We don't know that she was shtooking the nephew.
No, but if she was, she's to blame to some extent.
Yeah.
Bro, and they had children. Like, that's like, oh, like, your cousin's coming over. Oh, that's cool. Where is he? He's hanging out with your mom in the bedroom. That's weird, dude.
But I think the funnier version is that she was just like, hey, maybe we don't make our place a morgue.
A morgue.
And he was like, fuck you.
Like, I'm scrambling.
Get out.
I'm scrambling eggs up here, and you're like cutting open some dude's brains downstairs and stuff.
This is my house.
This is my house.
You can never come back.
Yeah.
Here's your check. Get out.
Oh, man. Your favorite tree? Gone.
Yeah. I'm chopping down your tree.
I don't know. I think she was diddling the nephew because of both of them. The tree really is like
it
the...
It sounds more
likely. Like the one that really, like, the... Not to be ironic, but, like, is the nail in the coffin for me.
Yeah.
No,
it definitely sounds like there's more to the story than just, hey, maybe let's not do that.
Yeah.
It's more like, no, she did something, but maybe he was just weird.
Yeah. Fair. Maybe. So, I don't know. I mean, haunted or no, I'm going with y'all. I'm saying haunted. You said haunted. So I think This is a certified haunt.
It's a two times yaw.
A two time yaw per.
So, that is Philadelphia.
That is Philly for you in a nutshell. It'd be fun to go to both of those places. And easy, at least easy to go to the Betsy Ross house.
We can drive there in a day.
Yeah. We should do that. Maybe next summer. Like, yeah. we get out there. We hit the open road.
That'd be fun.
Put a bumper sticker on the car and search honk for ghosts. Honk for ghosts.
You know, people put like their Venmo.
Yeah.
We just put our Instagram handle. Be like, yeah. Send us any haunted locations on our way.
Dude, that would actually be sick. Haunt for spirit or honk for spirits.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Dude,
that would actually be so cool to do a cross-country road trip and visit some of these locations and film. Dude, if we get big enough where this is our job, that'd be fucking awesome.
Imagine. Who recommended that? Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
When we were like 21, very different story. It wouldn't have been. I'd do it for occupation purposes.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe that you would.
No, I'm probably going to check it out. Couldn't you imagine, like, we build, put in all the groundwork. We love what we do. We get to the point where we're like, dude, we're finally, like, successful. Let's hit the open road. We do one night someplace, and I'm like, I quit, dude. I'd rather work a 9-to-5 than do this shit.
We stayed in one allegedly haunted location, and you were like, oh, I don't know.
Dude, I got molested by a spirit.
Okay.
No. You're right. That was
at worst, you got maybe scratched by something.
Yes.
That's it.
No, you're right. I was.
And it was probably yourself.
No, I don't know how. No, first off, I can't reach.
You can't see me, but I'm doing the motion scratching your shoulder.
For those of you that have not met me, I have T-Rex arms, dude. There's no way I'm getting all the way down my back.
Well, you're also a small man.
And also not getting into
It doesn't take much to get
I don't
back
have
there.
The elasticity to get back there. Like, look at this shit.
Yeah,
bro.
That's with the wrong hand.
I'm barely at my shoulder blade.
That's with the wrong hand.
Oh, this one's even
that's
worse.
That's the wrong
What hand are you?
Across. No. Other hand, I wish that there was a video.
I can't get.
Because this is ridiculous.
I can't get there, dude.
He just did the same motion, but with different hands.
I can't get there. You said wrong hand, so then
yeah.
I immediately go to my other
right hand and to
then
scratch your left shoulder blade.
And then you said wrong hand again, and I'm like, bro, I don't have a third hand. What do you mean wrong hand?
Wrong hand to the wrong side of your body.
I think you are.
All it takes is for you to go like that. And then you scratch your shoulder blade, and then there's scratch marks.
I don't feel like you are validating me in the way I want to be validated right now.
I think I'm in. If anything, I think I'm comforting you because you don't want to think that you were haunted that night, and I'm telling you, you weren't.
Something weird happened, but you can't explain the alarm clock and all that shit because guess what? In the moment, I didn't think anything weird of it. In the moment, I dismissed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you were like, oh, it was probably all explainable. And then I said that 3 a.m., which is when you woke up, was the witching hour or the whatever it technically is. I know midnight and 3 a.m. are both something. But yeah. And then you're like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh man,
I don't know. I don't think you were visited by a child hospital ghost.
I don't know, dude.
I think it was just your own hand.
Guess what? Let's go back there on our cross country road trip.
Let's do it.
We'll go to Topgolf again.
I don't think that you would make it that far.
What do you mean?
Albuquerque. That's west, like pretty west.
You don't
I don't think
it...
you would make it that far.
I don't know, dude. I feel like I could make it.
I think if we set our sights on California again and said every single place that we stay on our way to California is going to be haunted.
I would fucking hate that.
You would quit stop one.
No, I wouldn't. Not if we're getting paid, dude. Like, if that's my job, I don't know. I don't know.
Put your money where your mouth is. Let's do it.
Let's get paid to do it, and then let's do it.
Oh man, we gotta film some local ghost hunts first
we
to
do.
See if we're actually good at it.
Yeah. We're on that note, we'll keep you guys posted. We got some things in the work. We know spooky season is right around the corner, and you know, in the spooky capital.
That's one way to say it.
Spooky capital of the world. We are fully prepared to embrace that. Now, honestly, if any of you are coming to Salem in October, like, we might, we should keep our plans a secret. Not a secret, but, like, we should wait, because we have some plans, but we also don't know if any of them are going to pan out, so I don't want to get people's hopes up for stuff that, like, might not work.
Yeah.
So, all right.
But, so,
keep an eye out.
We're working on stuff.
We're working on stuff, and guess what? We both live here, so we'll be out and about, so definitely could do, like, dude, we could even do a meetup at a bar in Salem or something like that.
That could be fun.
That'd be so much fun.
We'll think about that.
We'll think about it. There's some plans that could happen. So, yeah. All right. We will catch you guys next week. Again, like, subscribe, leave the reviews, the comments on the episode. Just engage. We're here. We look at this shit. Trust us. We don't want to be doing the jobs we're doing. So we fill all of our time with doing this stuff. So, like, we see everything that comes through, guys. So
yeah, like, I know that every podcaster is like, oh, we read every comment, every review. Like, we actually, yes, read every single thing. Because
I'd rather
that's
be doing that than the job I get paid to do.
And also, it fills our bucket.
Yeah, it does. It fills, it validates us, and it's the reason why we're doing this. So, yeah.
Like, we do it because we enjoy it, yeah, but it helps that other people enjoy what we do.
Yeah.
So,
100%.
Let us know if you enjoy it, because it fuels us. It keeps us going.
So, yeah, please engage. We will happily engage back. So, yeah.
DM, review, comment, whatever, like, whatever way that you feel comfortable doing that, just let us know.
Yeah, that would be super cool.
If it's even just like an Instagram DM of like, hey, love the podcast.
Yeah.
You guys are doing good.
That's awesome. That, like, is, yeah. Or tell us you hate us.
Yeah, that too.
Tell us you hate us. We don't have
haters
yet.
Because we want to improve.
Yeah.
So let us know where we can improve if you can think of anything.
100%. So, all right. Until next week, people.
Catch you on the flippity flip.
Stay spooky.
Peace.
Peace.